Okay, we are in the bottom of Yutes Amud Aleph. We said in the Mishnah, Ramar lo Ishi Kohen Gadol. It says, we are the Shluchim of Beis Din, and you are our Shliach. So the Gemara is bothered by this Lashon, and you are our Shliach. Lema Tave Tiyuf, the Rav Huna, Bereda Rav Yeshua. Where this contradicts, as a kasha on what Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said, the fact that we're saying, and you are our Shliach. Why? Damar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Hani Kahane, these Kohanim, referring to the time when they do their Korbanas, Shluchei Rachamaninhu. They're the Shlichim of Hashem, in other words, not the Shliach of the person that needs the Korban, but is they're acting as Shlichim for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Huna. Why? He continues, because if you want to say that the Kohanim are our Shlichim, because how can you have it? A Shaliach, normally, the Shaliach cannot be better than the Mishaliach. And if only something I could do, I can make a Shaliach for. But if I myself can't do it, I can say, well, I can't do it, can you do it for me? It doesn't work. Shlichus only works if you are. Representing somebody else. Anyway, so we see from here that that's a Rav Huna held, and we have a kash on him because it says in the Mishnah, the Shlichei Beis Din says, and you, the Kohanim, are our Shaliach. So Rav Huna would say that can't be. Right? It can't be our Shaliach because these are Yisraelim, right? The Ziknei Beis Din, they're not Kohanim. And they say, how can they say you are our Shaliach? They can't be a Shaliach. Only Kodesh Baruch Hu can be a Shaliach of Kodesh Baruch Hu, but not for them. So the okay, let's see Rashi first. Let's see the answer. Amud Aleph. Lema Tavituv de Masnisin Diktani that it says Ta Shluchenu Tuv to Rav Huna. Why? Because Hani Kahane Bakravas Korbanasav Shluchei Derachamaninu. They are Shlichim of Hashem, but Lo Shluchenu, and not our Shlichim. And what would be the Nafkamina? Says Rashi, who Shaliach they are? The im who Mudar Hana Mimenu Mutar Lo Shiakri Valav Korbanasav. Because it's not been a darim. Right? That if the person who wants to bring a korban, let's say, had a neder that he can't get Hana from this Kohen. So the question is, can this Kohen offer his sacrifices? So if he's his Shaliach, he can't, because he's benefiting from this Kohen, right? Because this Kohen's making him a Shaliach. However, if this Kohen is a Shaliach of Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's not no Geya, you can make him a Shaliach, but this is not making him a Shaliach. Kodesh Baruch Hu is making him a Shaliach. Maybe it's not calling getting Hana from him, because the person's doing something for Hashem, not for him. Okay, that's fine. So now what's the answer? So Gemara answers, Hachi Kamrile, Majvin Anu Alecha Al Datenu Val Das Basin. So it's not Akasha and Rav Huna. That's not what they're saying. They're not saying that you, Kohanim, are our Shaluchim for the Avoda of the Korbanos. No, they're saying simply that when they were Mashbiahim, as we spoke about yesterday, Mashbiahim, they should do the Avoda properly, not like the Tzokim, that this Shvua is on the das of them, of the Beis Din, right? Meaning he can't have in his own mind swear and have in his own mind that this Shvua is going on something else or whatever. No, he's swearing on the das of what the Beis Din is holding, what their kavanas in the Shvua is. And mainly he can't pull shtick. Let's see Rashi. Haki Kamrile. Hi the Kamrile. That which they're saying to him, Atashluchenu, Lav Bavoda Kamrile. It's not Lugabe the Avoda, you're our Shaliach for bringing the Korbanos, whatever. Elohim Kabbalah Shvua. Strictly for how they're accepting, Kohen Gadol is accepting the Shvua. Kolomar, Lo Lefi Machshava Shebelibcha. Not in your Machshava, the way you're thinking about what the Shvua is going to mean. So Ibat Laharim, but Kabbalah Shvua, if you want to pull shtick and trick it with the Kabbalah of the Shvua and have something else in mind, no. Anu Mashbinotcha Lefi Datenu, V'das Beis Din. And therefore you can't make up some other things in your mind what you're really being Nishban or whatever. No, it's just on our dot. That's what it means. Nothing to do with the Avot. I'm sorry? Because they're well, they're, no, it's no. It says in the midst of we're shliach, no, because they themselves are shlichim of the other thing. That was the lashon of the Mishnah, right? One second. Right. So you are our shliach. We are the shliach of Beis Din.
Just like we say, by it works the kedushin. Kedushin, you say kedas mashpi yisrael.
Shliach Beis Din mashpi anu alecha. Yichikon garo anu shlichei Beis Din v'atashlucheinu v'shvishaliach Beis Din. Okay, mashpi anu alecha.
I understand
what's
wrong.
Yeah, no, Lord doesn't even say that. This is b'misha shachin shmo, as they used to swear to Hashem that.
But al daitenu would be what we wanted. It should just put that in, just like we
said. Oh, you mean add something extra?
Instead of saying a lashon that's funny, saying ishikagoro avata shlucheinu.
Okay, that's what it means, in other words. Okay, but that's what it means. Okay, the Mishnah said, "Hu poresh uboche vehein porshin ubochim." So then, after they make this, after the shrua, so he leaves and he cries, and they cry, and they separate from him, and they cry. Okay, who the Kohen Gadol? He's a poresh uboche. He separates and he cries. Why? Shechashaduhu tztoki. Because the fact that they had to be choshed him that he was a tztoki, he was going to do the avoda improperly. And heim porshim ubochim, and they're crying. They're based in the Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. Kol achoshed b'ksherim lo kebegufo. Because they were choshed in somebody, perhaps it wasn't a tztoki, and whoever is choshed b'ksherim is lo kebeguf. And maybe, you know, he's kosher, and they're kosher him for nothing. Okay, let's see Rashi. Shechashdu tztoki, letakein aktoret, letet otar machmas the machtas ha'esh, veheichal, ulachnisa achareichen lebeis kotri kadoshim, shekein amri matztokim, kedol kaman. Right, they were choshed him that he's going to do it like the tzokim, which means we said that they tzokim put on the fire outside the kotri kadoshim, and then bring it in. It says, "Hein lo yaminu li." By Moshe Rabbeinu, he was choshed on Klal Yisrael mechinam, and that they're not going to believe me when he was asked to take Klal Yisrael out. And as a result, he was loke k'siv hinei yadom etzaras k'shalag. His hand turned into tzaras. And Gemara says, "V'kol kach lama." Why did they have to make him make this shua? Shelo yetaken. The handfuls of the ktoras, put it on the machta and on the fire pen, bachmi bachutz, outside. V'yachis, and bring it in. Kedera shet tztokim osim, as the tztokim would do. So they say that the question, the famous question here that they ask on actually on both studying, but why were for, let's say the Kohen Gadol, right? Why was he crying? He says, well, because of Choshim Tzoki, but he knew it wasn't like all of a sudden they look at this guy and they said, you know, you look like a Tzoki. Okay, we're this was this is they did it by this is what they do all the time, you know. So what is he crying for? He says, I know you guys got to do this. Okay, go ahead. Make the shua. Go ahead. You know, I know you got to do this, so just do it. So why would he cry? Cry would to really think he's a tzoki, and then he would cry. You know, something to cry about, but not if they're doing it because they have to do it. So plus, they ask on the same side of the really of the mashbim also the tzoki based thing. Like, why are they crying? They know they're only doing because they have to do it. They know even if they know the guy's kosher, they have to. This was a part of the ritual. So what I'm trying to sound nice is that the as far as the Kohen goes. Is that he knew they just got this as a ritual, they got to do it. He says, but why were they doing this ritual? They were doing this ritual because there was such a so many tzokim running around, then there were ad kedei kach that they could even seep in and get into to become the Kohen Gadol. So that's something to cry about. So he was crying that there was a need to sometimes, you know, be to mashbia in situations that ad kedei kach ad kani ganu that there's so many tzokim running around. So that's why he was crying and okay. So that's possible. Now the Gemara brings a ma'isa. Tanu Rabbanan. Ma'isa b'tztoki echad. There was once a tztoki that he was a Kohen Gadol and doing the avodah on Yom Kippur. Shehitkin mibachutz v'hichnis. So okay, when he did do it the way the tztoki do it, right? He put the fire the ktoras on the outside. He went in and he mamish did it like the tztoki. So b'tziyato when he came out, hayas sameach simcha gedola. He was thrilled. He was so happy. You know, he was able to do it like the tztoki. Pagabo Aviv, he met with his father after he came out. Amar lo, so his father said to him, listen, Bini, Aval pishat stokim anu, even though, okay, it's true, we're stokim, but misyari manu mina prushim. So we still don't, we still, the prushim are, the good guys, right? We're still scared of them. Now, as we know, we don't like to do things different than them, you know, even though we're scared of them, because we're still like the minority or whatever. So don't be so happy. You shouldn't have done really, you shouldn't have really done what you did, because we don't do these things. So Amar lo, but the son said, why? Kol yamai hayiti mitzta'er al amikra zeh. My whole life, I was always worried about this pasuk. Kibeana neirala kaporas. Amarti mataya voli adil yavakaymenu. When will it ever come into my hand that I'll be able to one day do exactly like the tzedokim do and do it on the, you know, on the outside? Couldn't wait. Achshav shebali adil lo akaymenu. What, now that I got the opportunity, I'm not going to do it. You know, it's Amish Appel. Like, where's this? Where do we know this lesson from? From Rabbi Akiva, you know, when he was burnt prince at the stake on Kiddush Hashem, you know, and then when he was scraping his hand, he said, he got, my whole life I was waiting Makayim Chol Nafshecha, you know, and now I kind of have the same type of burning, you know. Anyway, so Achshav Shebali Adi Lo Kemenu. So Amru, they said that what happened with this guy, Lo Hayu Yamim Muatim Ad Shemes, that this tzedoki died, v'hu tal be'ashpa, and he was in the garbage dump, v'ayu tola'im yotzim mechotmo, and there were insects, whatever, coming out of his nose. V'yeshamim, and others say, b'tziyato nigaf, that when he was when he was smitten, when he came out. The Tani Rabbi Chia can mean kol nishma be'azara. There was a type of sound in the azara. Sheba malach vechavto al panav, that a malach came and hit him in his face. V'nichnasu echav akohanim matzu, and then the kohanim, his brother, and went in, and when they found him with a sign, a kaf regel egel ben ktefav, the kaf regel of an egel ben ktefav. So some I saw two pirushim. Some say it was an eagle as in a calf, you know, the kaf regel, like the foot of a calf, a semen of a foot of a calf between his ktefayim. Others I saw the eagle is lashon agol. It's not a calf, but it was like a rounded foot, not like a regular human's foot, but like a rounded foot as lashon agol, right between his arms. That's where the malach pushed him there with his foot. Shneimav raglehem regel yeshara, v'chaf raglehem v'chaf regel egel. So that's they're talking about the malachim, that their feet are straight, v'chaf raglayim k'chaf regel egel, and they're the kaf, the palm or whatever you want to call it, of the feet is again kaf regel egel. Egel could mean agol, like round. So then they saw he was pushed by this malach. And some say Sada Ben Yoyada points out that there's not really an argument what happened, but he says that he was first, when he was inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was hit by this malach and he fainted, and then he came out, and then he told his father, oh, you know, this whole thing is happy, and then he got sick. And he says, why was he in the ashpa? Because he said he got sick with a sickness which is contagious. Contagious disease. So no, you know, they wanted to get him. I said, threw him in the garbage dump because they didn't want him to be next to anybody. That's what happened. Okay, and some say that this was the maisa which led to them to be mashbiya. Until this time they weren't mashbiya, the Kohen Gadols, until they saw that this one really was at stoke and he did it, and from then on they said, we got to start being mashbiya. Okay, see Rashi. Okay, mi bachutz. Shelo yitaken haktora. So kolkach lama? Why did they make this shvua? Shelo yitaken haktoret malechof naim hanitenet biyom kippurim alamachta, that you put the handfuls of the ktoret on the fire pan. He dechsev, as it says, malechof nav, malechof nav, v'nasan et haktoret alaish. Mibachutz beheichal hayunosnim. So the stokim used to put it outside in the heichal. Yunosnim otad stokim ala eish. V'char kach machnisim. And then they would bring it in. Shayu darshim, because they would darshim when it says al yavo b'choleis el kodesh, right? Ki im be'anan. They would say, they would learn it that you shouldn't go inside except with the anan. First make the anan. First make the ktoret and the smoke, and then go in. Okay, ki be'anan ira'eh, it says, uksiv b'reisha dekra v'al yavo choleis el kodesh, umashma ki be'anan, in other words, only with the anan, ashan ha'ktoret yavo, come in. Ve'az ira'eh el kaporis, and then I will appear at the kaporis. Okay, it says that there were tolaim coming, these insects coming out of his nose. Shehu rishon levarim. Rashi explains why pshat the nose. It says because it was the first of the evarim likanes lebayis. Because when you walk in, the first thing that goes in is your nose. And Rashi brings a proof to this. Lefi shehu bolet lefanav kina amar nami masecha shvuas. Says anichnas lebeis amenuga. Somebody comes into a house that has saras derech achorav. He goes in backwards. Vafilu nichnas kulo chutz michotmo tahor. And if you go completely in, except for your nose, meaning the last thing, if you're going in backwards, is your nose. Mashma that the first thing would go in would be, if you go in, it would be your nose also. Al mahabader chachorav nichnas chotmo acharon. And therefore, if you go forward, your nose would be first. So others, like the Tosfos Yeshanim, argues because that would be true if you're, in fact your hands are, I don't know, by your side and you're walking in straight, your nose would go in first. But here he was carrying the machta, whatever, you know, the fire pan and the smoke, so his nose is not the first thing going in, his arms would go in first. And in fact some say that's why he was hit on the back. I think Ben Yoyada says because your arms connect right back to your shoulders, go all the way back, and then he was hit right between the shoulders. That's when the arms begin, right? So the arms were going in first. So therefore they say that the nose is nothing to do because it was the first thing, not because it was the first thing it went in, but rather because that's what smells, the ktoras, right? The scent of the ktoras is smelled by the nose, and therefore the nose was the one thing being punished, mita kenegat mita.
So. Like all the other
Yeah, no. He would choose his kind of where we say he was hit inside when he was in there, but he survived. Whoever they all died, right? Yeah, I don't see anybody talks about it. Okay, fine. Let's go on. Next thing, Amar Rabbi Zechariah ben Kfutal. He says at the end of the mission, we saw that he said many times I had to keep the Kohen Gadol awake. I would read from Daniel. Masi le Rav Chanan Barava Lechia Barav Kamei de Rav. So he taught the following. Amar Rebbe Zechariah ben Kfutal. He said it with a pei. Kfutal, not kavutal. Right? The pei and the bet are two. Those are interchangeable letters. So Mihui le Rav Bidei. So when Rav heard this, that he said kafutal, and it was really kavutal with a vase. So he showed him with his hand, like. You know, he pointed. No, you're supposed to do it with a base. It should be kvuto. So the Gemara asked, so why was he making signs with his hands? Name alay meimar. Let them just tell him it's a base, not a bay. What do you have to go? What do you have to do with his hands for? So Gemara answered, because kriyat shema havekari, because he was in the middle of kriyat shema, so therefore he didn't want to talk, so he used his hands. Gemara asked, v'chi hai gavna mishari. But is that okay during kriyat shema to make signs with your hands? V'hama Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta hakori es shema lo yirmoz beinav lo yikros bisfasav lo yore beesposav. A person's reading kriyat shema is not allowed to make signs with his hints with his eyes or with his lips or with his fingers. So here we have with your fingers, you're not supposed to make signs. V'tanya, and we learned in a brayser, Rabbi Elazar chisma omer hakori es shema meravis beinav. Somebody who does so, he does points this hints with his eyes and mekaris bisfasav umared beesbo. With his lips or with his hands, alava kasuva mer velo osi karasa Yaakov, and you're not calling to me a Yaakov. So therefore, how could Rav have made signs in the middle of views in the middle of Kriyat Shema? Not supposed to make signs. More answers, Lakashya, it's not shver. That you're not allowed to make signs, that's what Perek Rishon. That's at the beginning of the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema. When it says, Vayud v'me'ela, alavavecha, so it should be on your heart, so you have to have proper kavana. But ha, then you're allowed to make signs, and which Rav did, that's for Perek Sheini. That's what in the second pair. Let's see Rashi. Masni le lechia barav amar Rabbi Zechariah ben Kfuto bepe. Right, umichu yilei Rav bevase, and he pointed out with his hands it's a base, not a pe. He made a siman, a salo siman, shu kvuto with the base. So yirmuz, yikras, yore, these are all three expressions, kulan lashon echad hei. They're all really the one lashon. El shezen nofel aleinayim, vezen nofel al etzbaos. One's talking about the eyes, one's talking about the fingers. Shneimar koritz beinav, molil baraglav, more besbaos. They all mean the same thing. It's just ones when you talk about the eyes, it's a yikras, a yirmuz. When they're talking about the lips, you say makaritz, whatever. They all mean the same thing. They mean like hint. This reminded me of I think Rav Lefman mentioned once about some people they drew after this and they make a motzi, so then they don't, you know, they know not the people say on Shabbos, so the people know not to talk, you know, you said a motzi until they eat, but they when want to say something they go you know, so Rav Yashav, you shouldn't do that because that's also like a hefsek. Right, that after the bracha, if they sit quietly and wait, and then you eat your challah, you shouldn't. So you're not talking. So we see from here that even signs, and I don't know if this is the source, but it hit me now. And I was reading it that you see that even making signs and with your hands and everything, even they're not saying a word, but it also could be absent. So you have to be careful on that. Okay. Perek Rishon says Rashi, Tzarich bo kavana. You need a special kavana. Shneimar bo vayuad v'imel olavecha. Bam sheyesh lech. Okay, so we're gonna get to that. Okay, next Tanu Rabbanan. It says v'dibarta bam. It says in Kriyat Shema that by Kriyat Shema you have permission to say it loudly. Some say talking about when you're learning Torah. V'dibarta bam. Right, when you're speaking in them is referring to the Torah, you can speak and should say it loudly, like audibly. And the Rabbanan Darshan bam below batfila, but not when you're davening. When you're davening, you shouldn't be. You should say it quietly, not loudly. V'dibarta bam, another drasha they learned. Bam means v'divrei Torah. It said on those in divrei Torah yesh lecha reshus ledaber. You can speak. V'lo b'divarim acherim. In other words, they're going to see in Rashi like kids and talk and foolish talk, halus rush. You're not supposed to speak about those things. You should speak about Torah. And Rabbi Yachol Mir v'dibarta bam aseyotan keva, make the Torah keva v'al taseh marai. Don't make it a rai. V'dibarta bam, speaking the Torah, Torah should be the ikur. And Amarava hasach sichas chulin over beyase. Somebody who speaks sichas chulin, some talk, it has no purpose, is over on an ase. Shneimar v'dibarta bam bam v'lo b'dvarim acherim, not in other things. You should only speak in the Torah. Ravacha bar Yaakov Amar over belav, he's over on a negative commandment. Shneimar kol adarim yigeim lo yuchal ish ledaber. These things which are yigeim, like yageya, like exhausting or whatever, lo yuchal ish ledaber. You don't have a reshus to speak things that are not Torah. These things that have no purpose to him are they weaken you because there's nothing, no purpose to them. Okay, Rashi bam. Sheish lecha lashmiya shata motzei bevicha. Right, you could say it loudly when you're speaking. V'lo b'tfila, but not in tfila. Shatfila b'lachash ne'amar v'kola lo yishma. And talking about Chana, right? Her voice was not heard. Matzati b'shiltus Rav Achegan. It has to be quietly. There is even a sheet that we hold. Quietly doesn't mean not. You should be able to hear yourself. But you know, this is minimally. But there is a shita even akarekach that you shouldn't even hear yourself. You're totally quiet. We don't hold that. We hold that you should at least just very quietly. Bam b'divrei Torah, Rashi v'lo b'divrei macherim sichas yeladim v'kalus rosh. You should not speak those things. Yoli chalish l'daber ein lo rishus. Okay. Next Mishnah bikesh alis namnim. If they saw the Kohen Gadol on Leil Yom Kippur was like nodding off, so Pirchei Kehuna, the young Kohanim, Makin Lefana Betz Betzrada, they would make noise in front of him with their fingers. We'll see what Etz Betzrada is. Omrim Lo, and they would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Amod. We'll see. There's two lashonas here they use. Amod v'hafeg achas al aritzpa. So we're going to see what that means. And what we're going to see is like they're telling him to mitayel, get up and walk, and the floor was very cold. There was marble floors, they're barefoot. So that would like hopefully wake him up, walking on the cold floor. And hafegachas we're going to see is they're going to say to ask him to do something amusing, okay, to in front of them. Umasikim oto, and then they would keep him busy so he shouldn't fall asleep. Ad sheyagia zman hashkita, until comes time for the shechting the korban tamid shel shachris. Hirashi etz betzradim afarsh begemara v'hafeg, as we said, tayel, to walk around lafik shina meinecha, so he doesn't fall asleep, and that's the amod. And then we have the v'hafeg achas is sechok lanu, amuse us pamachat, once on the floor al haritzpa lafik shina tchanorot, that he shouldn't fall asleep. Gemara mafarsh mahi, what is this amusing thing that they're asking him to do? Keeping him busy with keeping him awake, you know, mitiuleim and walking around. Shelo yishan atcher magiyas man shichet hatamid shel shacharis shehu beher mizrach, when it starts getting light in the east. Okay, now back to the Gemara. My tzrada, I said they would make noise with their fingers with an etzbet tzrada. So what is etzbet tzrada? Amar Rav Yehuda, it's lashon sarasa. Like a tsara, like a woman, a co-wife, right, is a tsara. It means tsarasa dida. The umayhi, and what is that? The gudal, the thumb. And the way Rashi learns, the Rashi, tsarasa dida. Tsarasa shozu etzpa, the gear says, shehi tsara lezu. It's the one that's the co-wife, and that was the co-finger, the one finger next to this one. Umayhi, next to which one? Zu gudal, the etzpa hasmucha. Legodel. Now, is the finger next to the thumb? Haya mechabrola agodel. You would attach it to the thumb. Bechazaka, very hard. Veshomta umake al kapo venishma hakol. And then it would make a noise, right? Machvi Rahuna veazel kala bechule mirav. Rahuna did this and made a noise in all the base medrash. So it comes out that according to the Rashi, is take the index finger and very hard and go like that. So it always bothered me, because I mean, if most people when they do that, you use your middle finger. That's what makes the noise. Not, you don't usually use your index. It doesn't make too much noise. So I remember every time I come to this mishnah, I was always bothered by this. But then, and now I saw that the Tosfos Yeshanim, he in fact says differently than Rashi. He says it's not talking about the index finger. He's talking about the ama. He says the main finger. He says that makes more noise. And I was like, oh, Baruch Hashem, because you know that's what people do, not with their index. Okay, back to the Gemara. So we said in the Mishnah, "V'omri melo ishi kohen gadol hafega kasa l'ritzpa," etc. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak al chadas, and so what they're asking him to do something unique, something new. Umayhi, and what is that? Amri le achve kida, that he should do kida. That was this amusing thing that he was asked to do to keep him awake, is kida. And he was like bend forwards and put his thumbs on the ground, and he would kiss the ground. It was a very, very difficult thing to do, and it would definitely keep him awake. Rashi, Kule Beirav, we missed that, Beis Medrash, the whole Beis Medrash would hear him make the noise with his fingers. Al-Khadas means Dera Chidush Heralanu, do something new, something unique. Achvikidat, no it's gudula bagar, as he sticks his thumbs in the ground, the shochan, and he bends over, and nosheket the ritzpah, and he kisses the ground, the omer, and gets up. Kach mufurash mesechasokin. Okay, back to Gemara. Masikin oto achi yagiyaz manshkita, and keep him busy until the manshkita of korban tamid shel shachris. So Tana, lo ayim masikin oso, lo beneva v'lechino, they wouldn't use the instruments, a neva v'lechino, or a harp, or a violin, ela bapeh, but rather with their mouth. Umay hayu amrim, and what would they say to him? Im Hashem lo yivne bayi, to quote the pasuk in Tehillim, shav amlu vonavo, says, be careful with your avodah. In other words, that it should be l'shem shemaim, because if it will not be proper, then shav amlu vonavo, that for the shav is for no reason, like b'chinam, the binyan is the binyan's around, it's not going to be miskayim, the base of migdash. And in other words, your vote is going to be for nothing. Yakiri from the chashuvim of Yerushalayim lo ayu yeshenim kol lila. They would stay up the whole night. Kedei shishma kol in gadol kol chavara velo tehei sheina chotafto. So they would stay awake learning Torah, and hopefully also with the noise of the people learning Torah, it also would help them stay awake, so you shouldn't fall asleep. Tanya b'shalamar af begluli hayu osim kein, hayu osim kein. They would also, even outside the base of Migdash, they would stay up at night, zeichel l'migdash, to would stay up all night to keep the going out all the way. So they used to keep stay awake outside the base of Migdash as well. However, elash hayu chotin, but instead of being involved with learning Torah all night, they would be fooling around and doing averes with the men and women. Amar Abai v'Tema Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak Targuma. Where would they do these sins? In which place? This is referring to Naharda. In Naharda, that's where this city. That's where they were doing this. The Amar Lei Eliyahu le Rav Yehuda Achua de Rav Salah Chasida. This is Eliyahu Navi, right? He said to Rav Yehuda, Amrisu Amai Lo Asi Mashiach. He says, you guys are wondering why the Mashiach isn't coming. He says, what are you wondering about? Va'idna, now it's Yom HaDikipurihu, it's Yom Kippur, right? V'ba'ul kama basulta b'naharda, and there's a number of basulas in Naharda, you know, that are being lived with. And this is on the Itzumo Shel Yom HaKippurim, and you're wondering why Mashiach's not coming? So Amar Lei, so Rehuda said back to Eliyahu Navi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma Yamar, and what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying about this? So Eliyahu said back to him that the truth is that Kadosh Baruch Hu was trying to malam itzchus on these people. Right? Hashem is saying, lapeta chatas roveit, that the Yetzer Hara is getting the best of them. So it's like, it's hard for them because the Yetzer Hara. So then Rabbi Yehuda said to Eliyahu, vis Satan mayamar, and what's the Satan saying about this? So he said, Amar Lei, Eliyahu said, Satan, v'yom edikipur aleisle, reshus eliastune. There's no Satan, because Yom Kippur, so there's no Satan here that's being makatreg. It's like the kitrug. There's no kitrug today, because it's Yom Kippur. Ask the Gemara, Mimai, how do you know that there's no kitrug on Yom Kippur? Amar Rami Barchama, because of the word hasatan. Hasatan in Gematria is tlasmeya v'shitin v'arba'ahave, which is 364. Talas me'a v'shitin v'arba yome eisle reshusa lastune. Because it has reshus to be mastin 364 days. However, b'yom edikipure, which is the 365th day, right, the lately reshusa lastune. So it's called Hasatan is 364, because those are the days that he has the right to cause us problems, but not on Yom Kippur. Yeah, so they asked that. Why the hay? Because the ikur is really it should be without the hay. I saw here in the note that it's, even though it's not part of the name, it, therefore really it is 5 days less. Right, so it really should be 5 days less that he, because really Satan shouldn't be Hasatan. Hasatan is this the hey, so it's really Satan. So really, so there are really 5 other days that also he also doesn't really abimastin, not really. And which are those days? So it says that on Sukkot, it's the first day of Sukkot is Yom Rishon. Yom Rishon. So the Gemara learns out Rishon lecheshban avonos. Right, so in other words, there's no, people don't sin from Yom Kippur till the first day of Sukkot. So those are an extra 5 days represented by the hay. So some say that. Okay, so let's finish up Rashi.
Yeah. Right.
So it could be. I think the shots like this that I didn't see, but. What I think is that there's difference between it says that the Satan who a Yetzer Hara who a Satan, guess what you're asking, so it's a Abishur just knows the Yetzer. So it could be that the only like Gabi the Kitruk, he doesn't have a right to Mekatreg on the, in other words he might come down and do shtick and make up, but he's not going to go up after that. The Gemara says he's first down here makes a sin and he goes up into Shemaim and he's Mekatreg. So it could be there's no Kitruk on Yom Kippur, but he still might make a sin. Harai, you see people that sin on Yom Kippur also, as we see from the Gemara. Okay, let's see Rashi. We did that. Okay, Ela Bepeh, Hayu Mishorim Lefanav, they would sing in front of him. So Hashem lo yidnevai b'chulei. Kolomar, he's a erba v'nascha. Be careful of your avodah. Shetei l'shem shamayim. Shetei l'ratzos. It should be to appease. She'im ain't a ritzuya. Because if it's not that way, then ain't torchacha ola l'klum. All your efforts are going to be for nothing. Shav al nuvonavo. Bechinam yegeim b'binyan shelo yiskayem. There you're putting all this effort in a binyan. The Beis Hamikdash is not going to stay around. Mikar Yerushalayim, these are Chashuvim Yerushalayim, Osim Kach, Shalo Hayu Yishnim, they would be learning or whatever all night, so to keep them awake. Ela Shayu Chotim, and the people in the Harda were awake also, Zechel Migdal, but they were sinning, we said. Mesachakin Anashim V'Nashim, men and women were fooling around, Yachadu Baim Lavera, and coming to Avera. Targum Alahai V'Gvulin, Hecha Yu Chotim, which place was this in the Gvulin? This is the Naharda. And last Rashi, Lepetach Chatas Roves, the Kosh Baruch Hu, we said, he asked him, what is the Kosh Baruch Hu saying? So he says that the opening of their door, the sin lies. Yetzer Hara Machtio Bal Korcho. That the Yetzer Hara is making them sin against their will. And it's Hashem's Malam Mitzvahs.